Before we move on, I just want to ask a couple of shailas, based on what we learned now, if we are able to get to a clear maskona l'alocha. What would be the alocha if somebody is invited for a lighting, to say family, to friends, and he's not staying there, he's not sleeping there. He's just going there for the actual lighting. Maybe eating there, but he's certainly not going to be sleeping there. Can he light there? Say, yeah, what if you, yeah, so you're saying that, you're basically saying that you can't light there. You should light at home. Light either before, if it's possible, or light later when you get back. Yeah, when you come back. What do you think? Can you light? What do you think? Probably not.
Question is, does he fall under the category of the guest? Does it, under this halakhic definition of the guest that we have, someone who's reliant upon the people he's staying with? I'm not sure if he does. So therefore,
yeah.
He has his own bias, therefore why would he be lighting somebody else's?
Yeah. What do you think? Can he light?
I'm not sure. I certainly think he's got the deal to light at his home anyway.
Right.
Maybe he can do it at night.
Maybe he can do at?
At night.
Yes. So how does night work?
I'll go as a guest, but I'll be light.
Okay.
Back home.
Okay, that's an interesting thought, actually. Interesting thought. So Lemaisa, the general consensus of the poiskim is that you can't. You cannot, you're not halachically mugda, you're not halachically defined as a guest. Just by having there some donuts and some latkes, you're not going to be considered a guest. Even if you're going to be eating there, you're not going to be considered a guest. Consequently, the halacha is going to be that you can't actually light there. You won't be able to light in somebody else's house unless you sleep there. That's what makes you actually a guest. So if you go to your friend, you go to your family member, al pi pashtos of Shulchan Aruch, Mishneh Berurah, Noseh Kelim, you can't. There are some authorities who are a little bit more lenient when it's under extreme circumstances. And I want to emphasize, that's not the main halacha. It's not the basic halacha. It's not the main halacha. But if somebody feels that he's really going to fall out with his siblings, be it his, he's going to fall out with them forever. And he really needs, if he doesn't light that, they're going to be ever so boigus. If it's that kind of circumstances, some other extreme circumstances, there are some poiskim who are lenient if he eats there. And it has a little bit to do with this Mishneh Berurah Sifkot Yud Beis that we finished off yesterday. The Mishneh Berurah Sifkot Yud Beis defines that the main place of a person is Mokam Achila, where he eats. So they want to go a step further. And it's not what the Mishneh Berurah says here, but they want to go a step further. And they say that if a person eats somewhere, and that's where he's planning to stay now for a good few hours, he could be considered a Mokum Achilosa Ika, that's his main place now, and therefore he may be considered an Erach for the time being. It's definitely a Chiddush, and it's definitely not the main halacha, but on extreme circumstances, the Mekilim, that's where they're coming from. If they're Mekilim, that's where they're coming from. But it's not the recommended practice.
Going out.
Right. Good question. Very good question. We should mention that as well. So if, let's say that you're going to be there by the main time of Adloka, when it's the ideal time of lighting, just after Maghrib, the ideal time of... Now, you could either light after Plag HaMincha, but it's not Shkia yet, quite early in the afternoon, that we learned that under some circumstances, you can fulfill the mitzvah of the Plag HaMincha, you can even make a bracha. Or you could still catch that time and then go wherever you're going. Alternatively, you wouldn't light there, and you wouldn't light then, and you wouldn't light there, but you would light when you get back. And that's going to be, say, 10:30 in the evening. What's better, Plag HaMincha or Nacht? I mean Nacht, late Nacht. What's better? And the truth is, this question can be asked also in a slightly different fashion, but the same root would be a person who is on business, who has got a business and he's still, for some reason, he's at home. Plaga mincha time, in the early afternoon he's still home, but then he has a business engagement, a long meeting, say, or an important business which he needs to attend, and he'll only be back very late in the evening. So what can he do? Should he rather light plaga mincha time, or should he light late by night? What's better? What do you think? It's not ideal either way. The question is, you have to pick between the two b'di'evets, as it were.
Probably say do the plaga mincha.
Plaga mincha.
Zizi
makdim mitzvah. Is a bit of element. It's interesting.
It might be a doubt. It might get delayed. It might not get back in time.
Okay. Okay.
I think also plaga mincha, but perhaps because Sumanista, there's more people about that are likely to see Eros than has been very late
at night. Right, 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 yes.
What time are we talking about plaga mincha?
Plaga mincha would be, I'm sure somebody can check on, have you got the... yeah, it's probably around that. Yeah, that's nice. That's a nice point.
It helps or not because he's not there.
Yeah, it was not there. And also the... Plaga mincha is about 3 o'clock. And what time is Shkia? Shkia is about...
3:51.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. So, that's... So, better that or better 10:30? And I'm assuming, I would like to emphasize as well, that I'm assuming as well that there is people around at, how are going to be up and about at 10:30 when you get home. So I'm assuming that as well. The Emma says, it's machloikas at poiskim. Many poiskim do say, like you are saying, many poiskim do say that plaga mincha is better. There are, however, poiskim who do say, and nowadays that we're landing inside, it's just as a, you don't have to, you can easily land 10:30 and fulfilling the mitzvah just good. So it's a bit of machloikas at poiskim. But there's clearly a lot of poskim who say plaga mincha. It's a balancing act of two bidyavets. So that's one right. Now,
if you're coming home late from work, so your wife and your family can light for themselves, and you can come home at night and do it for yourself as well.
You could. But they can wait for you. There is no...
Let's say,
if they want to, yeah.
So you can. So the house, basically, we light the Chanukah twice.
Yeah.
And it's okay.
It's fine. Yeah. Maybe following your question, a little bit similar, what would be the halacha if somebody goes away for Shabbos? Now, that's all. This is very common, that young couples or young families... They go away for Shabbos. That's very common. And they go to their parents. So I understand on Friday. So they are uprooting their... So halachically speaking, where are going to... So all Hanukkah, excluding Shabbos, down in their own house. For Shabbos, they are by their parents or in-laws. Now, where are they going to light Friday? And where are they going to light Motzei Shabbos?
On Friday, they light at their parents' house where they're staying. That's their dwelling for Shabbos.
Good.
Motzei Shabbos, they light when they go back to their residence.
Okay. Does everybody agree to that? Yeah, everybody agrees to that? Friday they light by their parents. Motzei Shabbos, back home. Everybody agrees to that?
I agree with the first part.
Yeah.
Motzei Shabbos, why?
Okay. So you're right. Because Friday, everybody agrees that you have to light where you... I mean, there's no choice. They're going to light where they are staying by their parents. With regards to Motzei Shabbos, there's a bit of a machloikas. This is a machloikas between Shlomo Zalman and Chazanish. The poskim disagree in this question. Some say that they have to go back, they have to head home as early as possible and light in their own house. Others disagree and they say that as per now, where they are now, they are still in their parents' house. They're still an oireach, they're still a guest there. There's no reason for them to rush home. They can light, as long as they're going to be there for 30 minutes, they can easily light there. Why shouldn't they light there? And this is Machloikas HaPoiskim. I don't know what the minig is. Does anybody know what the minig is? I think that. What would you do?
No, I will act according to the situation.
Yeah.
If you can't go back home early, whatever the reason.
Then you should lie there, Eddie. Yeah. Yeah.
And if you come, and by your plan, you will come too late. And if you have, as you said, young family with young children.
Yeah, might as well.
You will be asleep.
Yeah.
So better you do it.
Yeah, that's true as well. Yeah. Good point. Good point. Yeah. Yeah. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't speak so much about it. We did see Shulchan Aruch say until there's no much happening anymore. I think that generally, what time do you think that would be the latest time nowadays in the UK, London, Edgware, 2014?
About 3 in the morning.
Yeah, you think, yeah, that's probably true in some parts of London. Yeah,
well, it's true. We had some light to do it. It's not nowadays, you know, that you're lighting in the house.
Yeah,
if children up.
That's right. If you're talking about children up, yeah, you're right. If there's children up, yeah,
you really probably have all night until the morning. Right?
That's true. If there's children up, that definitely, yeah. If there's children around. Okay, Seif Beis in Shulchan Aruch. That's a bit of a chazorah. Going back on earlier Seif, cotton shegia lechinuch, a child which is in chinuch age, tzorich lehadlik, he needs to light as well. Yes, we spoke about that. In fact, we've spoken as well about the idea and the shaila as to whether children need to light also once they get a chinuch. Do they also need to light the mehadrin? Do they according to the night? So do they not need to? And Bialocha discussed it there. I think the minhag generally is that children do, but it's not the halacha psuka. Siv Gimel says the following: Yesh oimim. Some say she'af al pishim adlik in olav b'seich beisoy. Some say although somebody's lighting for you in your house, emu b'makim she'ein bo Yisrael. If you are now currently in a place where there are no yidden at all, madlik bevrachos. You should make a hadlaka with its brachos. So in other words, what we're learning now over here is that we learned the concept that if your family, your wife, lights for you and you are away, what's the halacha? We learned yesterday that you're yoitze. Right? If your wife lights for you, you're yoitze. But over here we're learning that if you are away in a place where there are no yidden at all, you're the only one out there, and you just have your own little place there, and you're there for Hanukkah, so you can light there with a bracha. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. And the Shulchan Aruch says, what it's referring to, the Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah says, Ki chayev lirois haneiros. So what the Ramah explains is that we're referring to the halacha of the bracha of when you see a neir, you can make a bracha. We learned that if somebody doesn't actually light the menorah himself, he's not lighting the menorah, but what he can do is he can still see the candles and make a bracha. The bracha of seeing the candles. So a person is stuck elsewhere, and his wife, although his wife may be lighting for him, but if there's no other menorah whatsoever, he can light and make the birkas hareiyah. That's what the Ramah says. The Emes says, although the Ramah says v'chein noyagin, this is the minhag. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Yudalet that ledina ein linoy kein lahadlik bevrocha. The Ramah in Sifkot Yudalet says we don't make a bracha on such a lighting. We nowadays, it's based on earlier Sif, we don't make a bracha on such a lighting. So if halacha lemaisa, if your wife lights for you, if you light, you're not going to make a bracha. You're not going to make a bracha. Okay, we're going to get more details shortly. V'afilim etzel Yehudim v'roya aneirois. Yeah. Continues the Ramon on top of the page. Im roitze lehach mir al atzmoy ulehadlik b'fnei atzmoy madlik u'mevorech aleim v'chein noyagin. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sefkot and Tesvav. Let's see this inside. After Medina Potu, although Medina Potu, a person is exempt, lehadlik from lighting, imadlik in olav beveisoy, if a person lights for the husband, so the wife lights for the husband in his house, You don't need to, the husband doesn't need to light again. Mikol Mokom, nevertheless, im roitze lehachmir al atzmoy, if he wants to be stringent on himself, ulehadlik beatzmoy, and he wants to light his own menorah, reshai is allowed to. Obel vat. However, sheichaven b'machshavtoi, that he's got intention in his mind, koidim shas hadlocker, before lighting, sheeinoi roitze lotzeis b'shel ishtoi, he doesn't want to be yotze with his wife hadlocker. Umimele les kan mishum broch levatol, therefore it's not broch levatol, dekim sheinoi roitze lotzeis b'adlokoso, since he doesn't want to be yotze with his wife hadlocker, chal chiyuv hadlocker olei, he's got an obligation to light himself. So now we are learning something very interesting. The Ramah holds over here a fascinating halacha. He holds, imagine you've got a husband who is for a business trip in, help us out,
Timbuktu.
In Timbuktu, thank you very much. Okay, he's got his business trip in Timbuktu. His wife is lighting for him. His wife is thinking about him, and his wife is lighting for him. Now, the question that the Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah addresses over here is, can the husband say, One stage before that. Does the husband need to light or not?
No.
Correct. He doesn't need to because his wife is lighting for him. He's lighting for him. Assuming there's no Pesach, etc. So he doesn't need to light his own. But can he say, for me, Chanukah without lighting is not Chanukah at all. I want to light. But he wants to light with a bracha. Because what's lighting without a bracha is like, no point. So he wants, can he say, before that, I want to have nothing to do with my wife's hadlaka. I'm not connecting myself to my wife's hadlaka. I want to light my own, or don't need to, I want to light my own. Can he do that, and therefore, creating an obligation of lighting with a brocha? Can he do that? Can a person disconnect himself from his wife?
Does he have to tell his wife, though, not to have him in mind?
Yeah, so if, so one second, so you're very good for pointing this out. If he tells his wife and his wife has got, it doesn't have him in his mind, that's for sure going to work. What happens? Then you're right, that would work for sure. Because we learned, Madlikin Olam HaBayis, if his wife doesn't have him in mind, that's fine. But what happens if your wife has him in mind, but he still says, he can't reach her now, and he says, you know, I can't text her now, it's middle of the day, middle of the night, time difference, he's not going to get, but he wants to make sure that she, but so she might have had him in mind, but he wants to disconnect himself. Does that work?
Yes.
Right? So this opinion now here says that he can. It does work. He can do it. So although his wife had him in mind, he can say, I don't want to be yotze with this, I'd lock out, or anything to do with it, and he can create, that creates a chiyuv, and he can make a locker with a bracha. Now, Mishnah Berurah says, v'chein noyagin, in Tzivkot Tezayin, v'chein tzos muhar be'achroinim, and that's the halacha. The main halacha is that it would work. However, it does say over here, v'yesh min ha-poskim, there are, however, halachic authorities, she'soivrim that hold, acharei, since, de'chachameinu zichonel mivrocha, since our chachomim, potru al yad lokas ishtoy, since they, these chachomim hold, since the chachomim have exempt him through the adlock of the wife, loy kol kamine loyma eni roitze lotzis b'shel ishti. He can't say that I don't want to be yotze with my wife. Who are you anyway? Who are you anyway? Chachamim said it works, so nobody asks your opinion. You know, it works. The wife's adlock is going to work for him. You can't exclude yourself from that. It doesn't work. Ve'adlik b'loy v'rocha, and if he wants to light, okay, he can light, but he won't be able to make a brocha. Vine, and behold, after what I limchos beada noyagin, levorech, you can't tell people off who are making a bracha, achet ha beachroim iskimo levorech, since the art is countless achroim who do say you can make a bracha, mikol mokom nevertheless, toy vyoisa lehada, it is better yet to be mahada, li shmaya brochas mi piacher, you should hear the brochas from somebody else, viyane omein, and hear the omein, and say omein, and say the omein. Viyachav and lotzis, but to be intending to be yotze with that. So therefore, ideally says the Mishmur, don't make your own brocha if your wife is lighting for you. Viyadlik neroisav, you should light, but without the brocha. Oi, yire, then he's got another idea. I don't know what you think about this. A very interesting idea. Oi, yire, le sha'er, le hadlik neroisav, who he says maybe time it that you should light. He said, you know what? How about the Mishnah Berurah says, what about if you light before your wife? Could you then make a bracha? He says, so would that work? Says the Mishnah Berurah. So say you don't want to be yotze, you're in Timbuktu, and you don't want to be yotze with your wife's adlock. You want to make your own adlock, you want to make a bracha. Could you, questions the Mishnah Berurah, could you light your own by and with a bracha by doing what? By lighting it a bit earlier than her. Would that work or not?
I think that's better.
That's better.
Could it possibly be that if he lights after his ride, it's a bracha
v'altala? Yes, absolutely.
It isn't if he
correct
lights before his wife.
Right. So the Mishnah Berurah over here holds, and it's a chiddush. What do you think about it? He holds that, again, the wife is lighting in her house. She wants to be yotze the husband. The husband doesn't want to be yotze with his wife. He wants to make his own adlocker. But now we learned that you can't really exclude yourself. So ideally, you should be yotze with the wife. But he wants to make his own adlocker. So we're learning that. Mishnah Berurah says, how about if he lights, he knows what time his wife lights. How about if he lights it 10, 15 minutes earlier? Would that work or not? Would that work? And then could they make a bracha? Because his wife sure hasn't been yotze yet. So the answer to Mishnah Berurah says, yes, that works lechatchila. What do you think about that? I think it's a very big... What do you think about that?
Very nice.
Very nice? It works?
Can you repeat it, please?
Husband in Timbuktu.
Yeah.
Wife at home. Wife lights.
Yeah.
Does the husband... Can the husband light himself, yes or no?
Yes.
He can, with a bracha or without a bracha? He can't.
Yeah.
Mishnah Berurah says you can't. What about... If he lights 10 minutes before the wife, can he then light with a bracha?
Yeah.
That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Correct. If he lights, he knows what time his wife lights 10 minutes earlier, that's okay. So he can gain the bracha that way.
Why do you think it's a
chiddush? Do you think it's a chiddush? Do you think it's very straightforward?
It seems straightforward.
Why do you think it's straightforward?
Because at that moment in time, he's still chayav the light. So he's lights.
Mm-hmm.
It's only after this is lit that there's a question mark whether it's
chayav
anymore or not. So, if this moment in time is not...
Right. I'll tell you why. You're right. And that's why I had the Mishnah Berurah pass. I'll tell you why. To me, it sounds like a bit of a chiddush. But you're right. Yeah? To me, it's a chiddush. Because if it's true that he's yotze with his wife's hadlaka, and he can't even make a bracha, the way the Mishnah Berurah says at this point, then pshat is that Neir Ishuv Esoy is such a strong connection that although he may be away, he's far away, but nevertheless, he is connected to that house. So, that's the connection. So, if so, that the connection is not just, it's a very strong connection there. And therefore, it doesn't really make a difference who lights first and who lights after. But there is a connection over here which makes it impossible for him now to light with a bracha.
Then even the first opinion of Mishnah Berurah should be no good. If he has the kavana not to be involved,
yeah,
it shouldn't make a difference.
Yeah, so we're good. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that would go hand in hand. You're right. Yeah. Yeah. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah paskens of. Yeah, that you can light before that, and that would work. Yeah.
I was just thinking that will depend on where he is factically, east or west.
Why? What? How?
If he's ahead of her in time. And he can do it, but if he's from here to America, if he's in America, then he can't light at the time that she will.
Very good. That's not going to work, yeah? Yeah, very nice. What a nice point. What a nice addition. Yeah. Now, I have a little thought over here, but I don't know if it's true or not. We had the discussion about different time zones. So say the husband is in the UK, and the wife, they're living here, and the husband went to America or to Eretz Yisrael for, let's say, Eretz.
It's too easy. Something awkward.
Yeah. Okay. He went somewhere obscure, and we want to know, does that work? So can his wife now light in a different time zone and be moed to him, just for being in a different time zone? Okay, so I'm not talking about he's in Australia, he's going to be, not Timbuktu, he's in, it's still the same night, just 7 hours difference, 5 hours difference.
Oh, 5 hours
difference. Can he be yotze with his wife lighting? Okay, he's in Eretz Yisrael, he's stuck in Eretz Yisrael.
It's the same day, the same same.
It should be fine. Although it's not really the time for him to light anymore. Right? If it's over here 7 o'clock, if we had say, I don't know, it's over here 5, 6 o'clock, it's already there. 11, 12. Yeah, no, I'm talking about somewhere, wherever it may be.
It sounds like it should work, but it might be, feel better if you can find some other 8 and not to align.
Yeah, but if it would work, it would work. It would work. What do you think, based on the, what do you think, based on this Mishnah Berurah? Yeah. Yeah, so, but what do you think, based on this Mishnah Berurah over here?
Well, it seems like it does work, even according to this Mishnah Berurah, it just gives him the option.
Right. Yeah, but what struck me over here a little bit, and I could be wrong, it's again, it's a bit about, over here it says that you should light before the, you should light a little bit before the, well, it's a bit based on the advice. He should light a bit before the Mishmur says he should light before his wife. Now, does that take into consideration the time zone difference or not? I was wondering about that. Yeah. It does.
Because if it's for him, 10 minutes can be lunchtime.
Right. So you're saying that it's taking that into consideration?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'm not sure. I was just, a little thought I had, I was going to this Mishnah Berurah, if that makes a difference or not. Okay, well, Cameron saved that to my message.